Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, our Tuesday short show of our daily shows this week. I'm Matt Kuhn, a fan, doing the show for the fans, and brought to you on the MLW Radio Network, along with our partners over there at WrestleZone.com. Instant reaction to Raw. Three things I liked on the screen, and three things I don't think I liked off the screen. Also, a little bit of news. But we're going to get to all that right now on Total Engagement. The plane tickets were bought. The hotel room is acquired. And Matthew and I appear to be definitely going to StarCast and All Out Weekend in Chicago. I'm going to be doing a show every single day from StarCast. And who knows, maybe I'll have a friend or two on. Or maybe I'll just tell you all the shit going on. It's going to be a good time. Went to the first two StarCasts, going to this one a little bit more of a fan, and I'm looking forward to it. When CM Punk was announced, there was no way Matthew was going to miss that. You only get a couple chances in life to meet your favorite wrestler of all time, and that's the one. So I hope I'll see all of you at StarCast. If you can't get to StarCast, make sure to tune in on Fight TV. If you order the StarCast package, including the CM Punk Q&A, you don't just get StarCast 3 this year. You get all of StarCast 1 and StarCast 2. It's a great deal, and I believe you get some cash back towards another Fight TV purchase, and you might want to check out some GCW while you're at it. So Matt Kuhn and Total Engagement is going to StarCast. Monday Night Raw instant reaction. We're going to try to get this out to you as quickly as possible, but also not belabor the fucking thing by just doing a point-by-point breakdown. You already watched the shit, you know? So I'm just going to give you my perspective this week on three things I dug and three things I didn't dig. And the three things I dug were on screen. The three things I didn't dig were off screen. Let's talk about what I loved. I really enjoyed what happened with Seth and Brock. I enjoyed the entire thing. Of course, a lot of that's been done before, but Brock brings an intensity. And Seth, actually, with his selling, worked really well to take this situation and make it a compelling one, building up to SummerSlam, making Seth more sympathetic, which is what they need to do. Give Seth a reason to fight and further entrench Brock Lesnar in his narrative of being a badass as hell. I love that. The second thing I dug was closing with the triumphant baby faces and them having a group and Roman having friends. Not just the Usos as cousins, but Cedric Alexander now, because they built that up over the last couple weeks. And now he's got a group of friends that have his back and closing out with those four guys. Another thing I dug, I kind of relayed to it earlier, was the elevation of talent. The Usos, the club, Cedric, of course, Drew, putting everybody in that main event area. Of course, Drew's been there, but the Usos and the club and Cedric, getting those guys up there. Of course, putting the belts on the club. I'm not sure. I don't know why they took it off the Revival. I guess when you look at that three-way tag team match, four of those guys have signed contracts, and two of those guys haven't. And they took the belts off the two guys that haven't and put it on the guys that recently did. So that being said, I dug the elevation of the newer talent. And that's the three things I really enjoyed about Raw, and they were on screen. Now, the three things I didn't enjoy about Raw were off screen. When we talk about Seth and Brock and the angle they just had, they made a very big deal to point out and to show and for Seth to really work towards the effort of coughing up blood. I don't have a problem with blood. I don't have a huge problem with it, not on its face. I don't desire wrestlers to cut themselves. But I guess I'm pointing that out, that I don't object to it on its face. What I object to is Vince McMahon, as recent as last week, saying that they're not going to be blood and guts like years have passed, like their competitor, talking about All Elite Wrestling. And the shit that they did a couple weeks ago, talking about some blood stuff that AEW did, he's hoping that TNT, or thinking that TNT won't put up with that when they're on his television show. He's really taking a fucked up jab at them. And it's not, you're wondering, well, it's business. What kind of jab is that? It wasn't a jab to them. It was a jab to the advertisers. It was a jab to all the advertisers that are out there to hear Vince say, hey, we're different because they're blood and guts. We're family friendly. And the reality is, what we saw tonight was blood and guts. So I didn't dig that. I don't want to support a company that has anyone being disingenuous at the very top. Not singling out Vince. I'm singling out any company. If I heard of any company where someone did something like that, you know, like if a pizza company said, you know, fuck pepperoni, and then the next day they're like, dude, our pepperoni is fucking kick ass, I wouldn't want to support that company. I'd say these guys are kind of full of shit. I'm not sure if that analogy works, but we'll go with that. The second thing I didn't like, of course, everybody's talking about Jimmy Uso and his DUI. A lot of people get on their soapbox and say WWE needs to step in and do something, and they're responsible, and it is up to them to... I'm not sure about all that. I am curious about their new policy, which is just to put out statements saying, Jimmy Uso has got to worry about fucking Jimmy Uso. WWE ain't worrying about Jimmy Uso. That's pretty much what they said. But the reality is, Jimmy Uso is on a platform on television where people can see him, including kids. And I'm not sure it sends the best message to everybody out there who knows what's going on, that this guy is still at the top of the card. Now, I don't know when to punish guys, when not to punish guys. I know that if I were to get two DUIs and have a confrontation with the police where I squared up in a period of time, a lifetime would be too short a period of time for that to happen. But in the last couple of years, it's not a good indication of where this dude is. I'm just saying, I could be totally wrong. These could be three separate instances that are just coincidentally tagged together and put on the appearance of a greater body of bad decision making. It very well could be that. But on its face, it's worth examining, and it's maybe worth examining not having this guy at the top right now, not seemingly rewarding him. Although it almost seems like follow through on the rap that Cena did last week to even further make the point that, you know, this DUI is not a big deal. And the last thing that I didn't like about Raw off screen was the thing I related to earlier. We had Elevation of Newer Talent finishing the show. We had the Triumphant Babyface Quartet celebrating in the ring. It was very cool. It reminded me of wrestling days past. Why the fuck did they not do that last week? Why the fuck? Why not? Why? They had all those legends there. They had more people watching. What happened this week might get more people to watch next week, but they're going to have a small audience this week. And last week, they had a lot of opportunity to do stuff like this. They could have done it the entire show and created something. That was something I didn't like. That was frustrating to me as a fan who just wants this company to succeed and to have an entertaining product to watch. I just wonder if it just further grows the belief in my head that somewhere there's someone who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Because if you're going to do something like this, if this is where you're headed, why not do it for more people? And speaking of more people, we got plenty of people listening to Total Engagement right now. I'd like to thank you all for listening today. And we're going to see you soon, probably tomorrow, on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our friends over at WrestleZone.com.